Retang gang, what's poppin', man? This your boy Tay, back at y'all again, man. I appreciate everybody for clicking on this video. Make sure y'all hit that like button and also hit that bell if you haven't subscribed already. That way you don't miss a video, man. If you need to get in touch with me, make sure you follow my website at retanggang.com. You know, that way if you need a consultation or anything like that, you can get in touch with me that way, all right? But today I want to talk about what happens to you after 2 weeks, 14 days of NoFap, right? What happens to you? What's going on? What are you going to experience? My last video, I did the first 7 days, all right? So if you haven't seen that video, I'll leave a link in the description. That way you can catch up, you know what I'm saying, on the series. Because this is going to be a whole series, guys. You know, I'm going to go all the way up to 90 days. And I might even go beyond that, but I want to give you guys some insight based off of my experience of what goes on when you're hitting these numbers. 14 days of retention, man. For me, this is when your energy is at its peak. All right. The first 7 days, you're building your energy up. So you're going to be going through a lot of different emotions and different feelings. But 14 days, this is when it peaks out. So now this is when you're feeling good, man. Like, your energy's through the roof. Your cognition is there. Like, you're able to think better. You know, you're more confident with yourself. You're going to find yourself not really having too much anxiety at all. You know what I mean? And there's stages to this, right? So I'm not going to say that's going to cure it all in 2 weeks. But definitely 2 weeks, man, you're going to start seeing improvements in just your everyday emotions, your feelings, your thinking. Just your whole mindset is going to start changing. All right. And guys, I want you to know it's very important that you understand that it takes 3 months for you to rewire yourself, rewire your brain. Okay. What I mean by rewire is what you do every single day, the choices that you make, what you watch, what you listen to. Your mind picks up on these patterns, okay? And it's going to develop itself based off of what you do. So if you built bad habits for yourself, this is why you're stuck in this loop. This is why it's hard for you to see improvements and see results in your journey. It's because you got to diminish these habits and these routines that you built for yourself. Okay, so rewiring your mind, this is what happens is you're stripping all those programs out that you set in your mind, and you're rejuvenating, replacing them with new set of routines and a new set of habits. Get where I'm coming from. And it usually takes about 90 days for you to see results in this. Your brain is creating neurons every single day. Okay? So your body's always replacing itself. The old cells get recycled and the new ones replenish those old cells, just like the circle of life. You know, every day someone passes away, but also every day a baby is born, right? So the old and the new recycling each other. Same thing happening in your body. So guys, you got to understand, every 2 weeks, your body recycles the essence that you don't use, that you're building up. It gets recycled back into the body. All right. And this is where that energy is coming from, because all that nutrients you built up, you know, if you're not using it, and whatever the body can't store anymore, it's going to recycle inside of itself. Okay, so this is where that increased energy comes from. Also, your hormones are at their peak now. They're built back up to normal. See, when you're releasing all the time, your hormones are leaving your body. Okay, so that puts you in a chaotic state. This is why you're flustered. This is why you have the brain fog and you're just anxious, because your hormones are not stable. But after a few weeks, your hormones are built back up to full power. Okay, so around 2 weeks, this is when your testosterone is at its highest. It's going to plateau, so you're not going to feel that testosterone rush anymore. But it's there. It's going to be there, and it's going to be utilized when it's needed. So, you know, when you go to the gym, when you start hitting them sets, your body's going to let a little bit of testosterone seep out. It's going to raise that level a little bit to get to your workout. And this is the beauty about this journey is, you know, some guys say, man, I don't feel the benefits anymore. I don't feel that rush like I used to. And that's because your body's in balance with itself now. So, you know, your energy's under control. So your body's only going to raise or lower your testosterone depending on your situation. But if you find yourself in a situation where you need to be aggressive, you need to protect yourself, your body's going to let that hormone rise up a little bit, right, in order for you to get that accomplished. And that's what happens when you're balanced. Your body's going to give you the energy, give you the resources you need, you know, when the time calls for it. And this is going to be going on for the rest of your days. Okay, guys, so you got to understand that. A lot of guys think they're going through flat lines, and you're not flatlining. It's just your body's at balance. All right, so you can't expect to still feel the same every single day. That's just life, period. You're going to have ups and downs. You're not going to feel great every day. But just know that that energy is working in your favor. You got to stay on point. You got to stay on your purpose. You can't let your feelings and your emotions dictate what you do, dictate your choices. You got to use some logic in the situation as well. Never make long-term decisions based off of temporary feelings. That's an old saying. And we got to get into the habit of not doing that, guys. Remember, everything that you do, your body is molding and shaping itself based off of what you do. Okay? Because you are the supreme being of this body. This body is housed by millions of cells. Right? Millions and millions. And you are the supreme consciousness of all those cells. So what you feed yourself, all those cells take in that food and they rebuild themselves based off of that. Right, so you got to understand the responsibility you have with your essence. Keeping in your essence, man, you're giving your cells more power. You're also enlightening your cells. Okay, your cells are like people too, just on a microscopic level. What you do to your body, the choices that you make, what you say to yourself, affirmations, it's all affecting you. It's affecting everything inside of you. This is why it's so important, guys. You know, 14 days. Is to understand that you're recycling your energy. Whenever you don't use it, it's getting stored up. You're building your power up. You're building yourself up. In these 14 days, you're going to feel it at its peak. Guys, stay strong on your journey, man. Don't allow your mistakes, don't allow your past to affect your present. Okay? Make the right decisions now. Make the right choices now. Don't allow yourself to fall into old habits. Every day is a new day to redefine yourself. Okay, you got to stay in the process. You got to be tough. You can't feel sorry for yourself. That's the worst thing you can do. If you want something, go after it. Okay? Also, on this journey, you know, make sure that you set in stone, you write it in stone of why you're doing this. What do you want to accomplish? Don't just do this and not have a reason for it. That's why a lot of you guys have a hard time on your journey as well. Okay, you got to have a reason. My reason was spiritual enlightenment. That was why I did this. I wanted to be a better version of myself. This is why I said in every one of my videos, become a better version, because that was my reason. Okay, and that kept me strong throughout my journey, even through my mistakes. It kept me strong. It kept me 10 toes down, because I'm not a quitter. I don't care if it gets harder. I don't care if I fall down. I'm going to always pick myself up until I cross that finish line. That's what I was taught. You know, I'm a track guy, so I was always taught run through the finish line. I was a hurdler too. So, you know, my whole job was to get over obstacles and barriers. You know what I'm saying? So I never let anything stop me from crossing that finish line. Make sure that you are utilizing your energy. You're not just letting it sit there. Okay, like I said, guys, during this time where you're building up your energy and you're on your road to 90 days, this is a good time for you to start building good habits for yourself every day. Okay, start investing your time and energy into a skill. All right, into a side hustle, to anything that's going to build you up as a man. Knowledge, read, learning, you know, just researching. Random facts, anything, guys, that's going to lead to more knowledge, more clarity, anything, guys, that's going to lead to you becoming the best version of yourself. All right, man. So I just want to give you guys game on the first 14 days. All right. You're going to think clearer. You're going to have way more energy. You know, your testosterone is going to be at its peak. You know, you're going to be killing it in the workouts. Your anxiety is going to be down. You know, and you're recycling your energy back. So this is why you're going to have that increased energy. And you might start seeing women attraction during this level too. I forgot to add that in there. That's a bonus. The women attraction starts around 14 days too. Okay, because you're glowing. You're shining. All right, so, hey man, if y'all want me to continue this series, y'all let me know in the comments section. I think the next I'm going to do 28 days, the first 30 days. Okay, because that's a big milestone too. So we're going to touch on that one. Let me know if y'all want me to do that video. But hey man, with that being said, if you guys want to donate to the channel, I'll leave all my links in the description and in my pinned comments. Also, if you need a consultation, man, go to my website, RetainGang.com, man, and y'all can get in touch with me. All right. With that being said, man, y'all have a beautiful day, and I'm out. Peace.